We're glad you're listening to Rhema for Today.
You see, you can lay hands on people also to receive the Holy Ghost because the same thing's true. And as far as I'm concerned, you can lay hands on people to pray for them for anything. I mean, in the early days of the Pentecostal movement, the Assembly of God movement, why, they'd lay hands on you to pray for everything. You see, what was the laying on hands for? Well, it was a point of contact that we release. That's when we release our faith right then in the promise of God and to believe for what we're praying for, whether it was healing, whether it was a financial need, whether it was a material need, whether it was whatever it was.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Healing Classics, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Jesus said, I will come and heal him. He said, not so, Master. He said, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. He said, I'm a man under authority, and I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and another come, and he cometh, and said, you just speak the word only, and my servant will be healed. Jesus said, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. Didn't he? As thou hast believed. And then he turned to those followers of his and said, I've not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Then over in the next chapter, the ninth chapter of Matthew, the word of God tells us about two blind men. And Jesus said to these two blind men, according to your faith, be it done unto thee. And then as we come on over into, now some of the writers record the same instant. I like both Matthew and Mark records this instant. But I like the way Mark put it. In Mark the 9th chapter, the 23rd verse, you remember Jesus had come down off the Mount of Transfiguration, where he was there with his three disciples, Peter, James, and John. And as he came down off of that mount, there came running to meet him a man. And he said to him, to have mercy on my son, for he said he's lunatic, and he oft time he falleth into the fire, and oft time into the water. I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Jesus said to this man in this 23rd verse of the 9th chapter, Mark, he said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, the man just came running up to Jesus and threw the thing right over in Jesus' lap, said, if you can do anything about this boy, if you could heal him, then have mercy on me and do it. But you see, that's not the problem at all. It's not a problem whether or not Jesus can do it. Jesus is God manifest in the flesh, and it's not a problem at all whether or not God can do it. I guess, as far as I know, all Christians everywhere believe God can. That is, he's able, he has the ability. But see, that's not the problem. The problem is, what do you believe about it? Because your unbelief hinders it, or your faith receives it. And so Jesus just put it right back over on the man. Hand the book right back to me, see? Jesus just put it right back on him. He said, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And then there also, in Mark's Gospel, we have the story, you know, in the 5th chapter about the woman with the issue of blood. I'm just pointing out a few of them to you. Not all of them. But enough of them, enough witnesses, to show you that the healings of Jesus were spiritual because he demanded faith and faiths of the Spirit. All right, he said, here this woman with the issue of blood, who had suffered many things and many physicians, and it spent all of her living. It was nothing better, but rather grew worse. She, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his clothes or his garment. For she said, if I may but touch his clothes, it shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. Now, down in the 34th verse, Jesus said, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. What made her whole? Your faith did it. Thy faith has made thee whole. Oh, yes, it said Jesus perceived in himself that virtue had gone out of him. Yes, it said he perceived that this power, that the Greek word translated virtue there is power, power went out of him, healed her. Well, you see, we magnified that, but the fact was this, that power was passive, and that power was not active until faith was exercised. I've learned this myself in ministering to the sick. Now, you see, you can minister to the sick in more ways than one. You see, you can give them the Word of God. I was healed this way by just reading the Bible, Grandma's old Methodist Bible, and see what God's Word said and prayed the prayer of faith for myself and received healing from two serious organic heart troubles and a body practically totally paralyzed. But then you can take that same Word to people and get them to see it, and when they see it and act upon it, they can receive healing for themselves. But then again, you can assist them by laying on of hands, and laying on of hands, you see, just in itself would not heal you, but laying on of hands is a point of contact. And any believer can do this. When you lay hands on the sick, that's a point of contact for you and the one who's sick, both of them, to release your faith in the promise and in the Word of God for healing. You see, you can lay hands on people also to receive the Holy Ghost because the same thing's true. And as far as that's concerned, you could lay hands on people to pray for them for anything. I mean, in the early days of the Pentecostal movement, the Assembly of God movement, why, they'd lay hands on you to pray for everything. You see, what was the laying on hands for? Well, it was a point of contact that we released. That's when we release our faith, right then, in the promise of God, and to believe for what we're praying for, whether it was healing, whether it was a financial need, whether it was a material need, whether it was whatever it was. That's one thing I notice about full gospel business men. I mean, in their conventions, from the top on down, you just better not suggest you need prayer for anything. They'll be half dozen of them have their hand laid on you before you can say scat almost. See, ready to believe God. Amen. Praise God. And that's all right. That's scriptural, see. But then again, you can lay hands on people. There's another way of ministering here, and that is of laying hands on people in obedience to the law of contact and transmission. That is, you're anointed by the Holy Ghost to minister healing. Now, you see, you can minister healing, whether you're anointed or not, by faith in laying on of hands and believing God's Word. But then, there are some, like Jesus was here, who are anointed with this power. Now, you see, the Bible said in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Is that all? No. And power. Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. And so then this text said, when this woman touched him, it said, King James said virtue went out of him. The margin of your Bible said power went out of him. That was this power that he was anointed with that went out of him and healed her, see. But yet that power was not active. That power was passive until faith was exercised. And I'm noticing ministering to the sick because the Lord, way back in 1950, on September the 2nd, appeared to me in a vision, laid the finger of his right hand, the palm of each one of my hands. And when he did, my hands felt like I had a coal of fire in them. They burned like fire. Now then he said, I've anointed thee and given thee a special anointing to minister to the sick. When you pray for the sick, lay one hand on one side of the body and one hand on the other side of the body. And if the fire or anointing in your hand jumps from hand to hand, there's an evil spirit or a demon in the body. Call him out in my name. Now I'll take full responsibility for that. In my name, he said, the demon or demons will have to go. Now I don't always use that part of it because 2 years later in 1952... right here in the state of Oklahoma, in a meeting I was holding, the Lord appeared to me in a vision and said, from this moment on, what's known in my word as discerning of spirits will operate in your life, and I'll usually know without this manifestation, you see, about the spirit, I mean, oppressing the body. But then he said, if that fire in your hand does not jump from hand to hand, it's a case of healing only. The Bible differentiates between casting out devils and healing the sick. I mean even casting out devils in connection with physical trouble. Because a lot of times, Jesus did not lay hands on those, some of those who were sick, but he commanded the spirit to come out of them. Isn't that right? See, there was a demon causing that trouble. That doesn't mean that people were demon-possessed or anything like that at all. I mean, we need to get our minds off of that. That just meant that they were oppressed. You see, your body isn't redeemed yet. And you contract this world where Satan's God with your body, and these demons can oppress your body, and they have to be dislodged and cast out very often. I found that very often in dealing with a lot of sick folks. And you know, the peculiar thing about it is that I've noticed in my own limited experience, in dealing with certain ones, that I'll deal with a spirit, and they'll be healed. Now, they've had hands laid on them. They've been anointed with oil. I've prayed for them. Others have prayed for them. Never got any deliverance till this spirit was cast out, and then they were healed. Then I had other people with the same kind of a disease, and they were healed by laying on of hands and anointing of the oil. Now that means this, that there's not always, even though people may have the same sickness or the same disease, there's not always the presence of a demon there oppressing them, see, even though the devil's indirectly behind it. And so they can be healed by laying on of hands. And I've noticed this, both in healings and then, you can also lay hands on people to be filled with the Spirit in faith, and then you can be anointed to lay hands on people. Jesus said to me in that same vision, connection with it, he instructed me to lay hands on believers to be filled with the Spirit. He told me what to tell them. And again, he told me that when the Spirit would come, I'd have a certain manifestation in my hand. He said, when you have that manifestation, you say to them, there he is, the Holy Ghost is. Then they have to accept the Holy Ghost, or you say, there it is. That is, the Holy Ghost gives it utterance. The Holy Ghost is not it, he's he, but he gives it utterance. And so I've laid hands upon tens of thousands. I mean more than 1,000, more than 10,000. I quit counting them a long time ago because the Lord said quit counting. And they've been filled with the Spirit. But I notice this. The same people now, both for healing and for the Holy Ghost, will come, I lay hands on them, I have no manifestation whatsoever. I have the anointing, I have that something that He gave me. It does not flow into them. It's inactive. I've had that same person sat in the service, listen to the teaching of the Word of God. Maybe I'd laid hands on them two or three times, they didn't receive the Holy Ghost or didn't get the healing. Back when I was holding a little different type of meetings than I am now, and I'm going back to some of those kind of meetings now, right away. And I noticed that same person would come in faith this time. I didn't know it, but maybe the pastor would tell me after. Said, Brother Hagin, I knew there's going to be filled out. I knew such so-and-so was going to be here. Said, she told me. Said, she was here, or he was here, if it's a man or a woman, when I first opened up the building tonight. And said, they told me, said, Brother, I'll be filled with the Spirit tonight. I'll get my healing out. You just watch. See, that was their faith talking. See, Jesus said, daughter, your faith's made you whole. What she said was her faith speaking. She said, if I may but touch his clothes, I shall be whole.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's book titled Talk to Me. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 4-CD set entitled The Master Restorer. We're also offering the CD from Craig Hagin called Put on the Whole Armor of God. Last but not least is Denise Hagin Burns' CD entitled Worship in Spirit and in Truth. All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
March the 9th through the 11th, Living Faith Conference at High Springs, Florida. At least it's going to be in Florida,
yeah.
So it should be warmer. That's at Impact Family Church, Pastors Greg and Amy Anderson. You can get all the details on rhema.org/LFC.
And then we're going over to Apopka,
yes.
If I say it right.
Yeah, I
have trouble sometimes saying pronouncing stuff. Florida, for the Living Faith Conference, March 12th through the 14th. That's
yes.
Wednesday through Friday at Word of Life Church at Pastors Durrell and Lisa Morgan.
Yes.
Hey, we're looking for you to come out and see us if you're in those areas. If you know people in those areas, let them know about that we're going to be there at Art. Hey, if you live up in the cold country, this might be a good time
to come to Florida.
make a little trip down to Florida.
That's
and
right.
And enjoy the warmth.
That's right.
I trust.
We trust.
Yes.
One time in March,
it was
cold.
One time
there.
In March, it was cold down there.
That's right. Well, we're believing for warm weather.
If you'd like to know more about this schedule, and also if you want to know about our schedule, our traveling schedule, you can go to rhema.org/LFC, Living Faith Conference.
Yes.
And it gives you all the information right there.
That's right.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, Healing Classics. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.